Chala, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Offer Chutz La'aretz, Shabbat B'Sfina La'aretz. If you have dirt, they came from Chutz La'aretz, but it came through a boat to Eretz Yisrael. Chayeves B'Maisrus U'V'Shvius. So you have the dirt, the earth, that's in this boat, and something is planted there while it's in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rav explains that you planted and it grew in this earth that was inside of the boat. And even though that the dirt came from Chutz La'aretz, since the bottom of the boat has holes in it, therefore, it's like an otzitz nakuv that we've had, and it's almost as if the dirt that's inside connects to the dirt on the ground, and it's getting its nourishment from the moisture of the earth that's underneath the boat in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to see a little bit what this means. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amos, I wonder, does this apply bisman shehas sfina gaisheshes? This is only when the boat is not just floating in the water, but rather it's anchored and connected to the land. So the case is a little strange to me, just I've never heard of a boat that has holes in the bottom. Not sure how functional that is. I think some say that they stuff the holes. And what's this chiddush over here? The Mishnah Shana brings, we know that there's a din of otzitz nakuv. We've had this halacha in the past, that if you have a pot and you have holes in the bottom, and you plant in such a pot, that we hold that it's like mamish planting in the ground. If you pull from it on Shabbos, it's a malacha. You're not allowed to do that, because it's connected all the way to the ground, through the holes in the bottom of the pot. So the chiddush here, he says, is that even though part of the dirt that you're dealing with here is dirt of chutz la'aretz, that's inside of the boat, nevertheless, that doesn't interfere with the dirt that's underneath the boat, and you'd still be chayiv and maisus and also shmita. And also the other chiddush that a sfina needs that it's goysheshes. Next case. Isa sheni lo shebemei peros. If you have dough that's kneaded with fruit juices, just fruit juices and not water, chayeves bechala. So it's chayiv and chala, v'necheles biyadayim misoavos. And you can eat it with dirty hands. You don't have to wash your hands here. So why is it chayiv and chala? So first the Rav says that the Yerushalmi says on this that the halacha is not like the Stam Mishnah, because in dough that's kneaded with mei peres is potter from chala. Therefore the Rav says a person should not knead dough that has a shear of chala with just fruit juices or eggs without any water with it, because he says lo isbarir halacha ichayeves bechala ptura. The halacha is not clear if fruit juices by themselves, because we have this tan over here. The Rav says the halacha is not clear if one would be chayiv and chala or not, if the halacha is like this tan or not. Lamaisa, the question is, and it's bothering me, if you say like this tana, that it's chayeves bechala, that means that just fruit juices are chayeves bechala, and we know the criteria at the beginning of the Masechta is that the only things that are chayiv and chala are things that can make something chametz on Pesach. And we know that fruit juices, just by themselves, it seems according to everybody, cannot become chametz. And that's why, according to most, if it's just the fruit juices, you're not yotze with matzah ashira, which is matzah with just fruit juices. So how is that possible? If it can't become chametz, how can you be chayiv and chala? So the Rashba, actually, the Melech Shalom brings, he asks this question, and he says that which we say, that we learn out chala from chametz, that only the things that can become chametz are chayiv and chala, that's just regarding the specific grains that we learn out from chametz. The grains that are chametz, those are the ones that are chayiv and chala. But not all halachas are learned from one to the other. Specifically this. Because by chala we see that you can be chayiv and chala even if physically can't become chametz, like you take flour and just have it with eggs, according to this town, or flour with fruit juices. The other thing we also see is that the Rav holds that if you put water in this, then you would be chayiv and chala. And that also plays into the whole sugya of matzah ashira, which is not the sugya for now, but it would definitely shed some light into that, because that's a whole machlekes. If you add water to the mix, are you yotzi matzah with that type of matzah? Or is that real chametz, if it's water plus fruit juices? Anyway, the last halacha is v'necheles biyadayim misoavos, and it can be eaten with dirty hands, because the only time food that becomes huksha l'kabel tumah is only if it's water or any of the seven mashkin. And if it's not huksha l'kabel tumah, yadai misoavos, don't passel it. So here, in the case of just fruit juices, it wouldn't become passel, so you can eat it with that.